Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. All right, we know that great leaders don't just communicate information to their team, but they do communicate three essential levels. However, most people just focus on the one. So if your team seems a bit confused or disengaged or not understanding what's going on or even underperforming, there is a good chance that perhaps your communication is missing a key piece. But don't worry, it's normal. We all slip up. So this is a tip that is reminding you of the information that you need in order to share for communication. So we'll talk about three different levels today. So level one is information. It's the information you share, or basically what your team needs to know. This is where most leaders operate. This is the first thing we need to do is share that something is changing. Although when they work from this level and only this level, it's not always effective or communicated in a way that's understood by others. This is the stage where maybe you're sharing an update to a policy or strategic plans or basic instructions to major or small changes coming, and maybe it has to do with the team or the individual goals. So consider it the who, the what, the when, and the where that we're sharing at this level. This is a very essential level. We need to know the who, what, when, and where. But if we add other levels to it, the communication only gets better and helps everybody and the team thrive. Leaders do get stuck here and they become those task managers or those people who just share only the who, what, when, and where. And if you know all the W's, you know there's one missing at least, right? And if we get stuck here, then we're not really trying to improve ourselves or our employees. And there may be a lack of growth happening for everybody. So if all you're doing really is just broadcasting the information, just here it is, your team may not know what to do with it or why it even matters, which could lead to a lack of motivation and, like I've already said, a misunderstanding of what you're trying to get across. So level two is really important and it takes us up a notch. And something that I tell people a lot is missing. And this is interpretation, or what it means and why it matters. Everybody who listens to me knows that I say you need to share the why. People like to know the answer to the question why. So if this piece is missing, it can lose context. So by adding the what it means and why it matters to the level, it in turn turns those facts that you shared on level one into context or something that actually has meaning to people. This is where your team can connect the dots, so to speak. So maybe now they understand why the goals matter. And you know, I always say that we all want to know the answer again to the question why. So this is so we truly understand why are we doing things in the first place? Why are we making changes? Why are you asking me to do ABC? Why is the organization laying off? It's also where we go over how this decision aligns with a bigger strategy, perhaps for your team or your department or even the organization as a whole, depending on what you're sharing. And of course, it also does cover a little bit more about what success looks like and even how it's measured. So when we share these deeper pieces of information, so the now what and the why, this level does help people see the bigger picture and understand what their place is in it and why they have to do it or think about it or change it. And this leads to more empowerment and even motivation. And without this level, you'll hear the, I don't get why we're doing this, or I don't want to do this. I don't know why we're doing it in the first place. Or worse, they may stop asking about this altogether and just not even bother. So what is that last level that I want you to think about? And it is basically what you stand for as a leader. What is the intention here? And this is where communication becomes the leadership, not just the manager sharing the, you know, the what and the how and those types of things. But this is about not just telling people what to do or explaining why we're doing it, but showing them who you are. So this may include you saying things like, here's what I value most about this as your leader, or something like, this is what I want our team to be known for, or these are the values that we want to be known for. Or even something like could be, I believe in transparent conversations, even when they're tough. So I'm going to share why this is important. I'm going to share blah, blah, blah. I believe in you. I believe in our conversations, even when things are rough. I want value for our team. At this level, you're leading through those values and not just the words. And that can continue to build upon other things, but now also starts to build that trust, that loyalty, that motivation, and those longer term results. So let me leave you with this as a challenge for you this week. Think about the most recent message or information you have shared with your teams. Could have been an email about a policy change. It could have been in a meeting. It could have been an announcement that was made for your organization. And then consider the three levels of communication. So providing the information, providing the why and the what through interpretation, and the intention through it as you as a leader. So look at that recent message and then ask yourself, did I just share information? Did I explain the why or the bigger picture behind it? Do they know what it means to them? Or the last question to ask is, did I show up with clarity about the values and my leadership style for them? These small shifts can really elevate communication for leaders and can become a lot more about transactions of, oh, here's the information, I'm passing it along, to being transformational for you and your team and your organization, because everybody truly understands. Everybody's valuing your values and everybody is communicating in a much deeper way. I help leaders turn tips like this into real-world leadership impact. You'll have more clarity, confidence, and purpose for yourself, your team, and even your organization. If you're ready to take that next step, you will find the link in the episode notes to book a free call with me. Let's start on strengthening your leadership today. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities or even building those strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.